Right. Thanks for a great show, Paddy. Really enjoyable. Well, Westport, it's time for Wired Willow and the Truant Sound Waves. It's me, Holly Brunette, and sitting in the studio or outside waiting patiently is Bernice and Grania from the Truant Sound Waves, and they have an exciting game for you today. And they got new guests on the show. Some are old. Melissa, you might remember, she used to have her own program, and some guy all the way waving frantically from Kildare. Right, since I started my show in February, Debbie Kennedy has been in the driving seat, and I want to thank her for coming in all the time to help. But today I'm flying the plane, and she's sitting next to me as comfort in case anything goes wrong. Thanks, Debbie. Today's theme is hope. And the point I want to make clear today is that we should have hope in all situations, because even in the darkest hour, the only light is hope. When you reach a low point in your life and the burden gets too big and the hole you dug for yourself is too deep, don't just sit and wait for someone to dig you out. It's nobody's responsibility to get you out but your own. Others may have put you in that hole, but only you can get out of it. If you don't get out yourself, then the people who put you there are going to put you back in. Some people are going to try to help you out, and that is a good thing. But nobody else is capable of getting you out and keeping you out. The onus is on you. Right, in continuing with the African connection from last week, I want to remind you of the African depression and frustration and how a whole country with an impossible future changed. The lesson here is that anything can happen, good or bad. It's up to you, and hope is going to give you a light to lead you through the bad times. Back again with me, Holly Brunette. Last week, I told you about some of my experiences. Well, during the apartheid era, right, I will tell you about the great expectational emotion of hope. When I was a teenager and grappling with finding the truth about life, love, etc., apartheid was strong and visible every day, everywhere. Conflict was a daily occurrence, and the concept that it would ever change was far-fetched. Hope of apartheid ever ending was a fantasy. And so in the early 1980s, when Eddie Grant brought out this catchy anti-apartheid reggae anthem called Gimme Hope, Joanna, my sisters and I used to sing the lyrics and talk about how useless that song was. It was, of course, hopeless to expect the Afrikaans psyche to ever change. The violent nature of black against black was also visible. Antagonism and hurt from both sides was deeply ingrained for too long and too many generations, and thus seemed impossible to ignore. Before I play you the song, let me mention that the Transvaal he talks about in the opening line is where I grew up. That song was banned by the South African government when it was released, but it was widely played in South Africa nonetheless. It reached number 7 in the UK singles chart, becoming Grant's first top 10 hit for more than 5 years. The Joanna of the lyrics represents not only the city of Johannesburg, but also the South African government and its apartheid policy. The uprising in Soweto is where the clashes were worst. The song sums everything up. So, without being depressing, you will understand why it is a happy song. Listen carefully to the lyrics.
Well, Joe,
It's fine to tell somebody to have some hope. Things are going to be okay. Everything works out in the end. But how many of us actually get angry when we are down and somebody tries to comfort us with those useless words? Hope. The elusive light at the end of the tunnel. Well, that is fine, but hope seems to be to hold bright for a while, and then it seems to escape us again. Hope is just a word, an empty promise. Without the combination of faith, you will never see the fruits of that word. Because without the combination of faith, hope appears and then loses battery life and dies. The only way for hope to wake up and fulfill its purpose is when you use it with faith. Faith is not a dirty word and is not a religion. Religion is a way to control and manipulate faith. Faith is a very strong belief in something, and it has to be fed regularly or it can diminish. Religion uses that idea to manipulate. There are many types of faith and many types of religion. That was an African freedom song called Shor Shaloza. And faith, we were talking about, is exactly like radio waves that you cannot see or touch. How do we know radio waves exist? Because somewhere, long time ago, someone invented a device that taps into it. Now, we are so used to using different devices to tap into radio waves that we take radio waves for granted. We believe, without a shadow of a doubt, that it exists. But have you ever seen a radio wave around you? Everybody's tapped into it all the time. But when your device is tapped in, can you feel the radio waves? Can you touch it? Can you smell it? You're walking through it all the time, crisscrossing people on the street who are on their phones. But come on, have you really thought about how radio waves work? Well, faith is like different frequencies of radio waves. Because you cannot see it, taste it, or smell it, does not mean faith does not exist. Different faiths represent different frequencies. You have volition, which is free will, to choose the radio frequency you wish to use, just like your phone's service provider. But unlike the service provider of your mobile device, faith has no permanent contract with anyone. You have volition to chop and change the faith as you wish. To tap into any of those frequencies, you need a device. We all have the same device. Our minds, not to be confused with our brains. That is the device. Because even a broken brain has a mind. And if we try, then we can use our mind to choose which faith we want to tune into. The sharper the mind, the better the quality of the faith. Before you decide on the best faith, do some research. There are, as you know, many to choose from. And remember, you can change your frequency at any time for a better faith. Remember, we are trying to get hope to actually work. Hope is an app to use with your faith. Hope is a very popular app. Everyone always talks about it, but very few people know how to use it. First, you have to have the faith device. Then you have to download hope into your mind. And then you have to use your mind to tune into the right faith frequency. Without a service provider, you still cannot use hope. Something every true believer of every faith around the world has discovered, and something others have exploited, is how to tap into that radio wave. In order to own the faith device, you need to do the most difficult thing anyone throughout the existence of the world has ever done. Something the mind has to do. Something nobody can do for you. Something atheists, sadly, are never willing to try. They deny the existence of it like people who first denied the existence of radio waves. The connection to this frequency is difficult for the scientific brain to understand. The more learned you are, the harder to tune in. But when the scientific brain tunes in, then they are known to develop an understanding beyond the ordinary believer. They seem to have the best frequency and experience a better high. So, too does the most damaged. They seem to be God's favorites. When you let go of what you already know, let go of what you can taste, smell, hear. That's how you do it. Believe in a higher power, and it is always guaranteed that your senses improve. Atheists are under the false impression that faith is letting go of science and the real world. But a true believer who has found faith has never stopped believing in science. They just experience something else and appreciate science even more. Enlightenment happens when you open yourself up to the truth. When you find faith, it's like falling in love for the first time. All your senses are heightened. The world is a better, brighter place. And your mind develops positively, and you have free access to so many life apps. When you tune into the perfect faith, it is like eventually finding the perfect partner with whom you want to spend the rest of your life. When Mandela found faith, he found hope. Here is proof of that. I'm about to play you a recording of the second most popular freedom song sung during the apartheid era. Shosha Loza, I played earlier, was the first. But today, this new one, Siyamba, is played everywhere, especially in North America. It was written by Black Methodist Church members, and it has a multiple layer of meanings. This song Mandela endorsed, and he made them sing it at all the peaceful protest marches he organized before he was jailed. As more Black South Africans found faith, they also spread hope. And this song was always sung by marching protesters. Right. I've lost my place and I'll go back. Right. Upon hearing this song, when they used to walk through the towns, the Black peoples, I promise you that nothing is more wonderful and eerie. This tune of all the Black thousands of them harmonizing together with Africans, with their beautiful voices. Even the Afrikaners I knew liked them. I remember one farmer admitting it to me. Right, let's play you the proper version of this song. Guys, that was the one, that was a Siyamba, a really good song. And I can tell you, when you can hear in a crowd thousands singing that song, marching all along the streets, you have to stop and listen. These days, the toy-toying has become a lot violent, but when I was growing up, they were rather peaceful and it was really nice. I'm going to play you the Mwamba Children's Choir, their version, which is traveling all around the world, this Mwamba Children's Choir singing this song. Right, my show has nearly come to an end, and I have got almost nothing to do. I'm almost ready to hand over to the Truant Sound Waves. Sounds like a good show they have lined up there with a bit of crack and a bit of competitiveness. But I'm going to play you a song by my favorite friend, Peter Byrne, and he's Waiting for Tomorrow. And that's goodbye from me, Holly Brunette. Until tomorrow. Until next week.
Yes, I'm on. Let's Get Real. It's time for the True and Soundwave Show with Bernice Borman and Grainne Fahey.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome to the True and Soundwave Show.
With me, Grainne Fahey.
And me, Bernice Borman. Here in the studio with us today is Melissa Cawley and Kyle Burke.
Hey!
Hello.
Yeah, but Kyle Burke's a very special guest, very surprise guest. He just kind of made himself, put himself in the show. I'm just going to be on your show. Hi.
Yes.
We actually have some really cool things for this week. And so welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Melissa had us on her show before we even got a show.
Yeah.
Really, yeah. Memories.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Was that like a year ago now?
No, that
no,
was
like
no
3 months.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Was it?
It was about in March, was it?
Yeah, I think it was.
So old. It was definitely not a year ago, but yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. No, I did. That was fun.
So welcome to the show, guys. Do you have any like things to say?
Do you want to talk or do
shoutouts maybe?
Mm-hmm. No. Shoutouts. Oh. Okay. Yeah. No, I have no friends. Oh, shoutouts to my boyfriend who's working. Hi. And my mum who is. She's at home, and Niall is playing PlayStation, I would imagine, because that's what guys his age do, play PlayStation and stuff.
I'll do a quick shout out to my mom and my dad, and then to my girlfriend. You know, this will be a big surprise. I'll go back to my tent today because I'm camping out here, and then they'll ask, Kyle, what did you do today? You know, my sister will say, I got pizza, and I'll say, I was on the radio.
Okay, so we'll be back with a very fun segment, but here is Owl City with Here's Hope.
Everywhere, everybody needs a neighbor, showing up when times get hard. But there's friends of sons and daughters saying grace without supper in your backyard. Who doesn't want to be a hero? At least a little bit of helping out. There's some things you're never gonna help or change, but hunger's something we can turn around. Here's hope, showing up at your front door. Sure, her sister's got enough. She's a mama working two jobs, worrying and crying, doing everything but giving up. If a miracle's a gift when you need it, then it's time for stepping in. Here's to families and kids, wherever you live, never ever wondering again. Here's hope, showing up at your front door.
Bernice, me, Grainne, Melissa, and Kyle.
And this week, we have decided to play the Impressions game, hosted by none other than me, Bernice. And playing with Kyle and Melissa is our favourite Grania.
Yay!
Hi, Mom! I'm on the radio! The rules are hopefully simple. Each person must pick a celebrity out of a hat, and without telling us...
No
Fox, okay, technically, but...
Hat. You couldn't afford a hat.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
And without telling us what celebrity you have to do that, do an impression of that celebrity. The person that guesses correctly gets 1 point, and the person doing the impressions gets 2 points. And considering our theme for this week is hope, let's all be hopeful for our outcome.
Woo! Because of that, I win. Oh, yeah, the winner gets 2 cents, but I didn't bring a name with me, so we're going to have to give it after the show.
What happens if I win? I'm going home tomorrow.
You get 2 cents.
It just comes in the mail. Like, nothing. We spend a 2 cents on the stamp.
Okay, Kyle's going first with the impressions.
All right.
This should be fun.
Wow, this is very fantastic. I like doing this voice.
I like it.
Yes.
Okay.
Christopher Walken.
Oh dear. What is this? Okay. Well, this is a story all about him.
Okay. Okay.
That's not really a bad impression.
We are never, ever, ever getting back.
Taylor Swift! Yeah.
Oh no!
I got that
ever.
One.
Okay, Kyle got that.
Yay!
Okay, pass the box by
okay.
Kyle.
Okay.
I didn't take the name out, so you might get Taylor Swift again.
Oh, right. Yeah, probably. I did the thing. Oh no.
Yeah.
I'm just searching for the right one.
Feeling your way to the box.
This feels right. That's ignorant. Because I can't really do the singing voice, so I'm doing his talking voice.
Oh, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not the impression, sorry.
Rustling through a box.
Chewbacca.
Is that in it? Okay, no. Oh, she jumps up and down a lot, and, oh god. I don't know this one. I know it, but I can't do the impression. So, on her. Oh, I don't know.
Do you give up?
I give up, yeah.
Who was it?
It was Ellen DeGeneres. I can't do Ellen DeGeneres.
Just start quoting Dory.
Yeah, just
keep swimming. Yeah. P. Sherman, 42, while we weigh Sydney.
Escape.
I can speak Welsh.
Me? A wizard?
Harry Potter.
Okay, you're the box.
Okay, yeah, you're definitely going to win this one.
I dropped it.
Okay, we'll do this round and then one more round after this.
That sounds like Joe's.
You will obey. Exterminate. Exterminate.
Okay, I'm not me again.
That one was quite easy though. Because you just have
to shoot. 8, 13, 8.
Oh. That's not the joke.
A person who goes, oh, that's not the joke.
I love you, Bella.
Edward Cullen.
No, the other one.
Taylor Lautner.
Yeah, I cannot do that at all.
Okay.
Edward Cullen's nickname is Shovel Face.
No, I'm a vampire.
Show my face.
Okay. I'm perfect, just so you know. Bring the beat in. All the single ladies.
Beyonce.
Oh, Beyonce.
I can't do a good impression of her. Okay, this is the last round.
Okay.
Then we're going to find out who wins by the beloved Bernice. Okay, last round. Ooh, tension.
Part of his name is gone. Not the bees! I like
Nicholas Cage.
Yeah!
That's what I mean! Okay, right. So that's time for my horrible ones. Hit me, baby, one
Britney
more time!
Spears.
Okay. Okay, who's the last one?
Good lolly.
Okay, who would I guess?
Yes, we can.
Barack Obama.
Oh, who got that?
Yes, we can.
Kyle. Will I do another one? Just check.
Yeah,
okay, I'm not good at impressions, so it's going to be even difficult.
Just
We should all just do Obama.
Mr. Worldwide.
Oh, no. Jesse Eisenberg, is it?
No. The Return of the Max. No, it's not. You know what it is, what it is, what it isn't.
Oh, I can't think of his name.
I got the wrong guy.
Oh my god.
Oh, no.
Pitbull. Oh,
no. No.
I think you should have deducted points for me, that was. Okay, and that was the end of the round. Yep. Thanks for listening to both impressions, and should we play another song and then get the results of who won?
Yes.
Okay, so this song is by Patrick Stump. It's called Coast. It's gonna get better. It's gonna get better. It's gonna work. Show with Bernice, me, Grania, and Melissa and Kyle.
Woo!
So we're about to get the results of who won the vocal impressions game.
Okay, in third, with a whopping 8 points, goes to Grania.
Woo!
Third place! I get at least a bronze medal in the Olympics.
First place goes to Kyle.
Yay!
Where's my 2 cents?
With 13 points. Second place, Melissa,
yay!
With 10 points.
What? That's not bad! I actually did better than local. Okay, I'll get the mighty shiny 2 cent coin that I found on the bottom of my bag.
It's very
okay,
shiny.
Okay, now for another fun segment. These are called devilish dilemmas. We read dilemmas and everyone's going to give an answer which would they rather do. So, Kyle, do you want to read the first one?
Yeah.
You won first last round.
Okay.
And you won.
Okay. You're an apprentice superhero. Which would you choose? Which would you choose? A revolver that never misses, or a samurai sword that would cut through hardened steel?
I'd probably go with the samurai sword.
Yeah, it's cooler. It is way cooler.
I'm going to go with the revolver just to be opposite, because, you know...
I don't know, the revolver sounds very psychic-y, though. It's kind of like Batman would have a samurai
yeah,
sword. Robin would just be, but Robin would just be there like, hey, Batman, I've got this, I've got a revolver.
Batman would look really cool with a samurai sword.
Yeah,
actually.
You would.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it would look cool.
There you go.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Okay, Melissa, you read one now.
Right, okay. Which one would you choose? Be 20 stone and be happy, or have a perfect figure and be miserable?
20 stone happy. 20
stone
happy.
Because I wouldn't care.
What is it
really
gonna
be 20 stone and be happy, or have a perfect body and be miserable?
20 stone and be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if you're miserable...
Yeah, everybody
exactly.
looks for happiness.
Okay, here's one. You can choose one superpower. Which would you choose? to be able to breathe underwater or to be able to talk to animals?
Well, I would choose to be able to talk to animals, because then the big cop-out would be, like, I could get swallowed by a whale and then he could, like, take me somewhere and then I'd, like, have oxygen inside his belly.
That would work. That would work.
Because yeah, that will happen in the future.
Yeah. See,
when I get eaten by a whale.
That's a smart...
I hate water.
If you breathe underwater,
I can't swim, though, so, like, if I could breathe underwater...
Oh, I can't swim either!
Like,
yeah.
But that'd be just the most useless power for me, though. It's like if Aquaman couldn't swim.
I probably would talk to animals, because, like, you can convince animals to, like, do stuff for you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Be the Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah.
I'll be Dr. Do-Nothing. Okay, Bernice, you read one.
Okay. You can temporarily, speaking of animals, you can temporarily take the form of an animal. Which would you choose? To be briefly an otter, or to briefly be a squirrel?
Otter.
Oh, no, squirrel. Because I could throw nuts at people. Squirrel!
I'm not sure which one I want.
The dogs would, like, freak out then.
Yeah, squirrels are, like, regarded as horrible things now. They're not as cute as they used to be.
Well, it depends. Like, if I was a flying squirrel, yeah, definitely.
A flying squirrel. I'd probably go for squirrel.
Hmm.
It's cuter.
Well, I think being a squirrel would be kind of nuts.
Oh, nice one!
Pun of the day. Pun of the week.
Yeah, yeah. We haven't had a pun in a while, have we?
Okay. Did you just read one? It's Kyle's turn again.
Yeah.
Okay, which would you choose? Being covered in unsightly but painless sores, or having unblemished skin but constantly itch under the surface?
That's the definition of psoriasis.
Yeah, I said I would want all the blemishes, because I hate itchy things. I get, like,
no pain, no
really
gain.
Bad dry skin, so I'm always
really
itching
what
my
that says.
Skin
that's,
anyway. So
that's really what this is saying. It's like no pain or pain or gain.
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. And there's creams for spots nowadays, so fine. Totally okay.
Concealer.
Yeah. A load of it. Righty.
Just don't let it rain.
I love this one. I love this one. I know what I'd choose. Anyway, amazing pets. Which would you choose? A cat that cleans the house while you're out, or a dog that prepares you gourmet meals?
Wait, what?
I would go with the cat that cleans the house, because I already know how to cook
myself
gourmet meals.
I hate cleaning,
well,
so I get
would,
the cat to
not,
do all the cleaning.
See, I picked the dog, because the thing.
The dog could get hairs in
it,
though.
No, but the thing about it is that I like it when it's untidied, because I can find things.
Man mess.
No, that's the
I've heard that one before. I've heard that one before.
I can't find anything when it's clean. That's the horrible thing.
Sometimes I clean my chairs and I spend the next.
Sometimes
hour
I want to have my room messy for once, but I can't help but clean it either every night before I go to bed or every morning when I.
Or like at 5 a.m. when you're gone, like insane on coffee.
The thing with it is like when my room is clean, I go around the room like Gollum looking for stuff. Where is the precious?
I choose cat for that one. I love cats.
Okay. You discover a magic button on your trousers. Which would you choose? That gives you irresistible charisma, or that gives you a photographic memory?
Define irresistible
photographic
charisma.
Memory.
I'm so happy!
Okay.
And everyone loves me.
Everyone loves you, basically. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. A photographic memory would get you through school.
Yeah,
you
plan so many.
Yeah, school doesn't test your talent.
You can practice charisma.
You can practice charisma, but if you've like I don't know.
You can practice in school too, but who wants to do that?
I don't know. I wouldn't like to have a photographic memory though, because like if people are having arguments, you know, you'd be just the one there. No, this happened. But then everybody like, oh, I don't want to hang out with him anymore.
Yeah.
Something happens, he won't forget it.
Yeah.
But I suppose you can learn how to control that.
Yeah. Well, actually, no, that's an eidetic memory, though.
Mm.
Photographic.
Uncontrollable memory.
I'd probably go for
I remember things
memory.
That didn't even happen to me.
Yeah, because then you can remember.
I remember being born.
Yeah.
I remember.
I regret this.
No, that wouldn't be the weird one. Like, someone came up to you and said, "I remember my mother being born." You'd be like, "What?"
Yeah, no, that'd be strange.
Like Back to the Future situation.
Okay.
My name is Calvin.
Okay, we'll do one more.
We'll do. This is the last one. Which would you choose to be number one in the world at your chosen sport and earn minimum wages, or to work in a tedious office job and earn a fortune?
Oh, me and Melissa were talking about this earlier. We think we went with the whole sport one because we thought there's a way around it. Like, instead of sport, we could just
go for your dream job.
Yeah.
But you'd still have a horrible, like, time financially, though. That's
minimum wage. Well, you might get, like, a decent, like...
Well, no,
yeah, exactly.
That doesn't mean you only have one job, though. Well, you could have another job.
Yeah, that's true. Well, like, I mean, I always thought that if you could go for your dream job, yeah, you'd be happier anyway. Like, so money wouldn't actually matter.
We'll see that.
Yeah,
whereas if you're working 20 hours a day, you can't use that money.
For Gaelic football and hurling, they're amateur sports, and none of the players get paid for it.
Yeah, exactly. So then they love it. Yeah,
that's a good one. Okay, thank you for listening to Devilish Dilemmas. This next song is by Paramore. It's called Last Hope.
Woo!
Woo! Woo!
I don't even know myself at all. I thought I would be happy by now. The more I try to push it, I realize gotta let go of control. Gotta let it happen. Gotta let it happen. Gotta let it happen.
Welcome back to the last part of True and Soundwave show this week. We're about to leave, but not before we got Kyle to read a very interesting Irish story in probably in some of his amazing impressions because he won.
Yay!
Yay!
Okay, go Kyle!
Local flea from an angry otter in the county in County Clare Village.
It's like our Brooks.
I don't know. I'm just doing American. Or I'll do Chris Walken then. Meet the Terminata, the creature who put the wild into wildlife in County Clare Village, when locals tried to help it return to the waters after it was found shuffling up the main street of Tula with a head stuck in a bag of Tato. Chris. Alright, now switch. The otter now known locally as Arnie, even managed to bite a local farmer, Joe Burke, from Broadford, as he helped return it to the lake of East Clare. But not before it had escaped from Burke's jeep. The otter did bite. A quote from him. The otter did bite. But it was a small and superficial mark. The only small scrape. I'm just delighted that we were able to rescue it and return it to the water. Burke told the Irish Independent after witnessing these dramatic events from start to finish.
Switch voice again. Yeah.
Alright, I'm trying to think of one. Burke then revealed I was at the shop in Tula, and then I saw that what I thought I saw was an otter. The two men on the left of the shop to discover that an otter was indeed making its way down the street. It turned into a country yard, and we decided to trap it. We then had three pellets for fertilizer with us, so we blocked off the exit. Said Mr. Burke, who was joined by Hogan and Chase. The otter, however, became aggressive.
Change voice again for one more time.
Okay.
I'll do Bush.
What? It's like really as quickly as possible, except try and make it like easy to listen to.
Yeah.
See how well you can do that.
Burke, however, eventually captured the otter, which he described as quite vicious, in a bag and put him into a black in the back of his car, in order to drop him from the nearby lake.
Sorry, I'm trying to get to my place.
However, there was a small window broken in the back, and he jumped out. Now he was out in a small open country, Mr. Burke told the Irish Times. He had an upper hand on us. He was all well able to duck us.
Sorry.
After a long chase, the two men eventually threw a traffic cone over the hill.
Oh no.
That's the end of the news story.
Yay! Okay, thank you so much for listening to the True and Soundwave show this week. Do you want to say bye, guys? Bye!
Goodbye!
Okay, and this is New Politics with Give Me Hope.
Summer's come, but I don't know why. It's so damn hard for me to do things right. Well, maybe a few G.
kids, let me try.